It's hard to stay quiet in the rainforest here with all the dry leaves and twigs, but we're trying to keep our levels down because up ahead on top of a tree is a female orangutan who's been sitting and grabbing at leaves to eat. It's very rare to see an orangutan out in the wild. There are vast tracts of land around here for them to find food and build nests to sleep in. But this is one of the few protected forests where they can survive.
The impact of palm oil and the cultivation of the oil palm plantations on orangutans is devastating.
Doug Kress is with the United Nations.
It has wiped out virtually their entire habitat to this point in the two islands where they exist, Sumatra and Borneo. It has been unsustainably cultivated now for decades. It's not too late. We still have an opportunity to save the orangutans.
This is where the United Nations says we need to make a change at our supermarkets by demanding sustainable palm oil. The vegetable oil is so cheap and versatile that it appears in our bread, soaps, lipsticks, and yes, even dog food.
This is definitely a golden crop. The reason why we call it actually a golden crop because it has taken the country and drive the economy.
Khairuddin Hashim is with the palm oil giant Syme Darby, and he's taking me on a tour of his plantation about an hour drive from Kuala Lumpur.
You tell me you eat it for breakfast every day, palm oil?
Yes, I do. Margarine.
Yeah. Made from palm oil.
That's right.
See, right now, 95% of our product that comes from the plantation are sustainable. The way that they can know is actually we are certified to the RSPO.
To be certified as sustainable, producers have to follow strict rules. To grow these little reddish-brown fruit bunches, companies are above all not allowed to harm peatlands and virgin forests, which this company says it has never done.
Essentially, we don't cut forests. In Malaysia, it was rubber before, it was a forestry. And we are now planting again a forestry in the form of the oil palm.
So you feel the palm oil industry has gotten a bad reputation?
Yes.
They're being unfairly blamed?
There may be some basically bad heads here and there, but it has been unfairly blamed.
But conservation groups like Friends of the Earth doesn't believe palm oil can be sustainable. Their Malaysian spokesperson is Muhyiddin Abdul Kadir.
Modern agricultural practice cannot produce sustainable products. It's based on clearing of large tracts of land and very often forest land.
But global demand for palm oil is set to grow by 50% over the next decade. And here's a stark fact that all sides on this debate agree with. The palm tree is up to 10 times more efficient than other crops such as soybean, rapeseed, and canola. Research scientist John Raisin.
If indeed expansion of oil palm is prevented, then the slack will probably be taken up by the other crops, which will have even worse outcomes for forest loss and biodiversity loss.
He's now leading a study funded by some of the world's biggest palm oil industry players to determine what types of land should not be converted into plantations. This guide will be important as palm oil companies expand as far away as Africa. For now, this forest reserve in Ulu Sagama is safe and fruit trees are being replanted for the orangutan.
Okay, konsep di sini adalah dalam 1 hektar perlu menanam.
This local official tells me that this particular part of the jungle in the Ulu Sagama Forest Reserve was cut down in days, but it will take many years to restore it.